The State Assembly has okayed one measure that cracks down on payday loan companies. The Senate is still looking at whether to pass that bill or a separate one that some people say isn't as tough. At a public hearing in West Allis yesterday, Amy Johnson of the Lutheran Office for Public Policy said the Assembly bill is better.
The bill contains an income test that limits the amount a borrower may receive based on their income. The bill also puts a cap on lending to $600 or less as determined by that income test. The bill also completely bans auto titles.
But Marvin Walker of the Wisconsin Coalition for Consumer Choice says both bills would go too far and dry up loans from payday lenders.
I'm an adult. I don't need Big Brother telling me, hey, we know what's good for you. That's not what this is about. Let the consumer make the choice.
But the Legal Aid Society of Milwaukee says neither payday loan bill goes far enough. Attorney Andrew Gale says one of the biggest changes that's needed is to put an interest rate cap of 36% on payday loans.
I've heard people testify that talked about wanting choice. What better choice than to have a 36% payday loan rather than a 500% payday loan?
Given the competing points of view, state legislators will soon have to decide if a compromise is the best route or to possibly start over on the lawmaking process next year. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in West Allis.